It is said that April showers bring May flowers, but Delmarva Public Radio SAS George Merrill writes, if you listen closely, you can hear the rain whispers.
April has arrived. It's a wet month here on Delmarva with lots of rain and mud. Spring is here, but then so is lots of yard work. One reading of the book of Genesis suggests that water existed even before God created light. The reading, quote, a wind from God swept over the face of the waters, unquote, assumes water is here before the command, let there be light, was issued. We can't live without water or light, and since we've got both, either way, it's worked out fine. It rained hard one April some years ago, and I muttered and groused about it. Outside chores needed doing, and rain was preventing me. I resent anything that interferes with my schedule. It makes me feel out of control. The rain fell with a sound like a whisper or a soft wind. In the afternoon, the rain stopped for a while, and I went outside to walk around. The trees and shrubs were dripping. The front yard was soaked. The ground made a strange, bubbly sound like seltzer water being freshly poured into a glass. I thought it was the voice of the earth. The voice sparkled. Was this a conversation with earth initiated by the clouds miles above it? I know that the earth, the clouds, the raindrops, the soil, and I, we're all of a piece, neighbors in this cosmic community. Had I overheard my neighbors speaking with each other in my front yard, one in a whisper and the other with a bubbly and vivacious voice? I didn't understand a word being said. I was getting the message, though. They knew each other well. They enjoyed an intimate relationship. I was familiar with the soft sounds of falling rain, but never had I heard the earth speak. Hushed voices always grab my attention more than the loud shouts anyway. I can't resist trying to hear conversations in a crowd carried on in whispers. It's particularly inviting since the exchange seems so exclusive, intimate, and secretive. I strain to listen to the gossip. Forbidden fruit is always sweeter. The rain had curtailed the normal busyness of my frantic life and slowed me down sufficiently to begin to listen for rain whispers and the earth's effervescent reply. I held my breath. I didn't want to miss a word, nor a single note. In one sense, I had entered another world, although it was the same one I've lived in my whole life. More to the point, I really listened to my world in ways I had not before. Rain forced me to stop, canceling my plans for the day, but rather than confining me as I'd first feared, rain freed me up to visit new and wider places. A cold front came through, and soon the hushed world shook with roars of thunder and streaks of lightning as the rain made its exit from the stage in a blaze of glory. After the rain, my world smelled clean and sweet for a while, like a baby fresh from the bath. Trappist monk Thomas Merton once said about rain, "Nobody started it. Nobody is going to stop it. It will talk as long as it wants, this rain. As long as it talks, I am going to listen." April is a grand time to overhear the conversation, but you have to put aside any task you've assigned yourself and just listen. And just listen. On the Shore by George Merrill.